A period of meditation, formal sitting, by taking a moment to find a posture that you feel comfortable in, sitting on your mat or on a chair. Really feeling the ground that you're sitting on, being aware of the sensations there. And as we begin to orientate within our sitting posture, taking a few moments just to receive how you are here and now. How the body is, the sensations in the body, feeling tones, quality of the mind state. Not having to judge our experience or try to change it right now, but rather just being aware of our experience. And within that awareness, that drawing attentiveness, to receive our experience, seeing if you can also include a quality of kindliness, non-aversion. So receiving how it is in this moment and not fighting or pushing away how it is. Helping to steady, taking a deeper breath, a slower breath, breathing down into the belly, and feeling the suffusion of the breath through the body, and on an out breath, softening around the face and the jaw and the shoulders, softening the belly, and down through the body to the soles of the feet. So taking a few breaths like this, if it's helpful, to just steady and arrive more fully in an embodied way. In the same way as you begin to work to relax within or have ease within your embodiment and your experience, using the breath to help steady, softening on the out-breath and sitting more fully in your seat on the ground, on the earth. In the same way, beginning to allow the mind to relax in its ground, which is awareness. So allowing the mind to relax and be more open and spacious. Perhaps even noticing the quality of mind as open and spacious, quality of awareness. Within the spaciousness of awareness, noticing the sounds around that appear and disappear, arise, touch awareness. Noticing sound without having to move towards it or push it away. Let them appear and disappear by themselves. Subtly staying rooted in your seat, in your body, in your breath, but also with this open awareness of mind. That is just with the experience of sound, touching, appearing and disappearing, without having to write a story about the sounds, but just sound as pure experience. Not moving towards, not resisting, but the pure perception of sound arising and passing within the clear space of the mind. Rather than be so caught in the qualities of the sound or the storyline within the sound, noticing the arising and impact and disappearing of sound. The sound changes in its vibration and quality, and noticing the sound touching and appearing within the wide space of awareness. In the same way, noticing the different thoughts and feeling and sensation and images that arise and pass within the wide open field of the mind. Being aware sensation and feeling and thought as points of contact that flicker and arise as if like stars in a vast night sky, in the vast, open, boundaryless state of the mind, points of contact, the sound and feeling and sensation and image and perception and thought, flickering, touching our awareness, not moving towards, not pushing away, but this simple, open, reflective space of the mind, noticing. Notice how effortlessly, without great effort, easefully each sound and sensation and feeling and thought is known within the open space of the mind. Resting more easefully in that knowing. you find yourself drifting, just taking another deepening, slowing, grounding breath, feeling the ground beneath you. And using the experience of contact, of the vibratory nature of forms within sound and feeling and sensation, to draw us back into this knowing quality of the open awareness of the mind. Remembering nothing to be or attain or to grasp. Nothing to do or to have or to fix. It's resting in the knowing nature of awareness that effortlessly knows and receives the experience here and now as it touches, contacts, experience of sound and feelings, sensations within the body, momentary thinking, flickering, changing within the vast, open, aware space of the mind. Resting, being the knowing, resting back, breathing out, releasing subtly, softening from the holding that's felt within the body, softening the belly, the palms of the hands, the soles of the feet. taking a moment to look directly at your own mind. It's open, invisible, unobstructed. It is, but it's not a thing. It has the quality of knowing that can't be found and grasped or located. Look directly at the mind. At the awareness of that which is knowing here and now. Noticing how awareness is global. It receives a global sphere of experience. And it also is particular, can focus on an aspect of experience. Whether global or particular, having this innate quality of knowingness, buddhi. Allowing this awareness to rest with your body, with kindness, with acceptance, with gentleness. Feeling the breath, the miracle of the breath. As it moves, expands and contracts, this ancient, timeless rhythm of all things, arising and coming into being, the fullness then turning towards the contraction and the dissolving and the letting go. Each breath has this nature of all things. This breath, this body, known within the field of awareness. These sounds, this world, touched gently, kindly. So today, in your practice, I encourage you to contemplate, to meditate, to be with, to look into this template offered by the Buddha of the Four Truths. Seeing when dukkha arises, being willing to turn to it rather than fight it. So as in order to illuminate the experience with insight, inquiry, what's happening here? Where is dukkha arising? How is it felt? Staying within the body as we contemplate, as the Buddha encouraged according to the foundations of mindfulness. And then looking at the underlying causes, what keeps generating this experience of dukkha, releasing, relaxing out of the demand that your meditation, that the sounds, that life, that this world in this moment should be any other way for you than what it is. So exploring, releasing our identification with the flow and the kaleidoscope of our experience. Touching as we do into this fundamental peace of the root of the mind, of the citta, the heart, which is knowing, aware, and present, still. Moments of opening and tasting peace, really being with that too, not just keep moving to the next problem, but using today this special opportunity from the work that we've been doing to deepen your ease within your experience, to explore letting be.